Because we're the most powerful when we have an empty space, an unoccupied space. We're just spacious. So when we're filled with something we're upset about, we go, and so when you say, what's wrong? And we go, and you go, and was it whatever? And you start doing your interview to, you know, interrogative questions to figure out, identify the problem so that you can solve it. And you're really excited because here's a problem to solve, and you love solving problems. And you ask this question, and the goes, we're like, because now we can't get it out anymore. Because you just pushed it back at us. Because all we want to do is outflow. We want to flow. We're girls. We flow. Can you see how it's all cattywampus? Right? And we don't want you to try to solve our problem. Because when you try to solve a problem, we think that means that you think I'm too stupid to solve it myself. So we don't see provider, we see controlling jerk who thinks I'm an idiot. We don't interpret that as, oh, you're trying to protect me, how wonderful. We're like, you're trying to control me. It's getting more and more attractive, isn't it? Celibacy, that is, right? Oh my gosh. Here's another difference. You know, hunters, you don't have much room for equivocating. Do you know? You gotta create a plan, you gotta mean what you say. When you give direction, it's very clear. Go left, go right, go now. Do you know that you don't fudge? You don't fudge. You know, but a woman, she's a pleaser, and she's not sure if it's gonna please you. So when you say, do you like black or white? She goes, gray? And then if you like that answer, you go, gray, yeah, gray. So the way this shows up is that men mean what they say, and women don't. I know sometimes you mean what you say. It's actually an expression of human spirit. Instinct, you never mean what you say. And because you don't mean what you say, you think men don't mean what they say. So I get these calls. I thought it was going really good, and then I was talking to him about going out Saturday night, and he said he was busy. What does that mean? I say, it means he's busy. But does it mean he doesn't like me anymore? Or was it coming on too strong and isn't serious? Or I did something wrong? Or no, it means he's busy. Oh no, that can't be it. I'll ask my girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about. Like you say something and you must mean something else. You can't possibly just mean what you said. It has to be a whole bunch more that you mean. Questions, observations.
Okay, so that part where the girl's crying. And what do we do? Just sit there?
When she's upset?
Yeah.
Oh, actually what you do is you go, wow. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, anything else about that? Oh, yeah. Anything else? What else? Is that all? Is there anything else? We'll think you are the best guy. You will. We'll think you're the best guy. Yes, we will. We will. That's all you have to do. What else? What else? Just think like you're holding a really big trash can. You know? And women like men to take out the trash. So you're just like, anything else need to go out, honey? Anything else? Anything else? Just pour it out. Just pour it out. I'll take it out. That's all you have to do. I know.
Hope you're right.
Oh, I'm gay. Ladies, am I right? Ed said I have. I know it sounds simple, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Because what you have to do that is go, Don't solve the problem. Don't solve the problem. Don't solve the problem. What else? Don't solve the problem. Don't solve the problem. Don't solve the problem. What else? Don't solve the problem. She doesn't want me to solve the problem. She doesn't want me to solve. I get points for listening. I get points for listening. I get points for listening. Okay, there's another point. There's another point. There's another point. Okay, I'm getting points, right? This is good. This is good, honey.